set this kind of target of basically doubling production, and every other crop is also trying to boost production, and things like, you know, pork. Do you think it's possible to increase capacity, you know, by something like 2025 to handle what they're
We can increase capacity, but what we need is really for your industry in general to translate to that to us in tonnage, right? When we take one crop at a time, we don't get the full picture of the capacity needed. So we need a kind of a grain export forecast that includes canola. So I guess if you grow more canola, you may be displacing some other crop. And so we need this whole discussion to be translated into what it means in the world that we're in, which is a world of tonnage, all grains included, crop by year by year, and then working with our partners, you know, the grain company, to see, well, how we do that, right? And having an early enough signal. So the best signal that we use right now is by and large the statistics from Agriculture, Agri-Food Canada.
Okay.
This is where they try to disseminate what you just said into a picture that we use as a railroad to figure out what do I need to be prepared for this crop, the one after. So we kind of look 3 years out. So,
right.
So if we have a good vision where the 3 years out is, all in export tonnage, then we can get, you know, decide how we size up for that. And, you know, when we need to get beyond these next few weeks here of, you know, where communication is challenged between railroad and its customers, that we're able to sit down and figure out how do we do this, right?
Yeah, for long term, not the short term.
Is this real? Yeah. How we do that? Is it going West Coast? Is it going East Coast? You know, help us understand what is it that we need to do? What will you do? What will I do? And if at some point we need to make major investment, more than in the past, you know, we may want even at some point the government to also be part in, you know, this issue of the grain cap as to can you create some flexibility in the system so more money could be invested. This is no longer seems to be a status quo type thing, right?
Right.
You know, last 5 years we've been kind of running status quo. The crop size and the export program is fairly kind of steady, running with the fleet size and equipment of a kind of a steady thing, so nobody's really challenging the formula of the grain cap and all that. But if you want to start spending big capital dollar, you got to be realistic and say, well, you know, how do you entice that and how do you create an environment that creates the right outcome?
And so, how about, you know, like looking 10 years out? I mean, are you guys looking for projections like that? You know, the canola councils, you know, really sort of focus on that just with their commodity. But, you know, would it help you folks to have grain industry?
It would be interesting, but... Again, we would have to now combine that with forecasts from other industry. The rail network is really, there's one big main line running to the prairies and a secondary line. Yeah. And you have everything on that line. You get grain, you have entomolo, you have automolo, you have potash, you have forest product, you have chemical, you have plastic, you have crude. So now you're almost like you're, this is a bus system where grain is one of the passenger on the network bus. So when you look 10 years out, no, we don't look at one commodity. We look at, you know, kind of a more global trade. You know, what the minister, like Mr. Fass, was saying, you know, trade is going more with Asia, hopefully with Europe too. But prairies is mostly natural resource, mostly export, mostly West. It's fertilizer. It's a lot of different things. And all these things add up requirement on the network. So when you look at 10 years out, you look at much more bigger aggregate than just the grain or just the canola. But it starts with the next 3 years out. What is your industry is working on? When the Agri Canada and Food Canada put all together, how does that look? How big is my export program? We assume every extra bushel will go export as supposed to be consumed here. And then when we work with grain companies, okay, now how will we do that? Will you increase capacity in Vancouver? Where? Who will do that? How we do that? Can we have a more efficient place in the country to load it? Bigger elevator, a place we can pull bigger train. Or places where you will have the train ready for me in winter time. What I call a winter ready train is the train is already put together, 100 cars, and the pressure is already applied to the air brake. So when a crew come in, they save 3 hours, and you'd be surprised how many of these 3 hours add up over a period of 2.5 months, right? So things that we can do to create capacity out of what we have today.
If someone like Canada Grains Council sort of worked with Agriculture Canada or combined information with Agriculture Canada, would that help you folks? You know, in terms of, you know, the grain companies often know better than Ag Canada of what's likely, you know, next year, the year after. They, you know, is there some way to build?
It's an interesting question here, whether we are using the most appropriate signals to the size of the crop. You know, as I said, this is what we've been using so far. We like the fact it's coming from an agency who's you know, has this, have to make the trade-off of all the people, different views, competing views.
Right.
You know, we would like the best signal possible. So far, that's the signal we've been using. So I don't know if we need to change or... But that's a good question itself. So maybe what happened last winter is a kind of one-time miss in the forecast. In years past, it's been okay. But also we're in time where things are changing. So
yeah,
I don't have a perfect answer to that. I like the fact...
What can the folks in this room do to help? You know, because you did say to them, like, give us a... give us a quick heads up. You know,
a number of the grain companies have offered to us to give them their own insight as the season come in, so that we have another sounding board as to what Agri-Food Canada will say. Again, now you get into commercial issues because their own forecast also becomes commercial valuable information, right? So everybody has different.
Yeah, they're very cagey, are they? Yeah.
So I like to think what happened last winter is an anomaly, and that we'll get back into a tighter band.
Yeah.
I think everybody's learning the fact that, yeah, maybe the season is longer, agriculture is doing better, more acreage, we're moving from this crop to this crop. Things which are not very easy for Arrow to understand, so having an agency or two, Stats Canada, to translate that for us in tonnage of export, is the type of market signal we need.
I imagine you wouldn't want to see Ag Canada or Stats Canada stop doing that or reduce the quality of its
analysis.
Well,
I'd like them to, to be as good as they can be to saying what you just said. How much canola will they be in the next 3-5 years? And translate that with the other crop into what does that mean in terms of tonnage for the railroad.
Right, right. Hey, and just, is it physically possible to expand capacity? I don't understand railroading. Is it, if canola goes to 26 million tons, if wheat pushes it up?
It is possible, it does take time.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
When I add a siding, for the train to meet more regularly so I can put more train on that network, I may not own that land. I have to buy that land from somebody. So that somebody may be a willing seller, maybe is not. Maybe that siding will end up blocking a country road, which therefore I have to get the municipality or the county to allow me to close the road so I can have a full train as opposed to half a train. I may need permit from Ottawa because, when you add track, you need to go through a permit process. So securing land, working with cities to close road, country road, issues about environment, getting all this permitting, these things take time.
Right.
So capacities could be added, yes. This is not a 6-month thing. This is not a 1-year thing. This is a kind of a multi-year type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, well, thank you very much for letting me hit you with this. I appreciate your time.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone's thrilled. You folks are here. So it's, it's a.